Thank you. Good afternoon. The open meeting for the Federal Election Commission for November 10th, 2021 will come to order. I'm going to ask for everyone's indulgence today because I am rigged by telephone and by video. So extra hands up when you would like to speak would be appreciated today. The first item on the agenda is advisory opinion request 2021-12 submitted by Congressman Adam Schiff and Adam Schiff for Congress. We are joined by Stephen Kaufman, the requester's counsel, who is available to respond to questions commissioners may have. So I say, Mr. Kaufman, welcome. We also have Heather Philamere, Theo Lutz, and Robert Knopf from OGC here to discuss the matter. So let me turn to counsel, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning, good afternoon, Commissioner. Before you, our agenda document 21-37A and 21-37B, alternate draft advisory opinions, responding to a request from U.S. Congressman Adam Schiff and his principal campaign committee, Schiff for Congress. Requesters ask whether the committee may rent its email list to be used to promote a book written by Congressman Schiff and published by Random House. Both drafts conclude that the rental of the committee's email list for fair market value is not a personal use of a committee asset, and that the payment to rent the list is not a contribution where the committee would receive the fair market value of the list rental. We did not receive any comments on the request or the drafts. Thank you, and I would be happy to address any questions you may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Hello, Mr. Kaufman. It's nice to see you.
Commissioner, good to see you as well.
I see a request like this, and it sort of takes me back in time. Once upon a time when I worked at the Ethics Committee and reviewed book contracts, it's been a very long time since I have done that, but I'm wondering if maybe the publishing industry has changed. I see that you've told us that the Ethics Committee has approved this and determined that Congressman Schiff would be paid under the publishing agreement in accordance with the usual and customary contractual terms for the industry. Those terms are described as after Random House recoups its publication and promotion costs, Congressman Schiff and Random House will each receive 50% of the net profits from the sale of the book. Can you give me a little bit more on this? Because it seems to me that back in the day, 50% royalties would have been considered very high. But I guess the Ethics Committee looked at this and says, is this standard now? Have things changed in the publishing industry since I last reviewed book contracts? Can you help me out here, Mr. Kaufman?
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. Before I answer the question, I just would like to say one thing, and that is that we very much appreciated the staff's quick turnaround on this request, and wanted to particularly thank those involved for getting this before you in the prompt manner that they did. So I just wanted to get that out and thank the staff, Heather and others in this meeting. To address your question, while I am not an expert on the publishing industry, I can tell you that this agreement was completely vetted by the House Ethics Committee. They did approve it. And it is a little different. I know that there are different arrangements within the industry. They are all standard arrangements, but there are different ways of structuring it. One of the reasons we're before you today is that this arrangement is a little different from some arrangements that have been addressed by the commission in the past. But nonetheless, you know, as to your, the implication of the question, I think once you deduct all the expenditures and the way they're being allocated and such, that the way the profits are being addressed here, I don't think leads to any more robust return for the congressman than other arrangements that were done on kind of a commission basis. This is just another way of slicing that. It's our understanding that this is a completely routine and proper method of distributing the profits for this type of publication.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Any further questions? None. Let me ask, are there any motions? Commissioner Cooksey?
Thank you, Madam Chair. In advisory opinion 2021-12, Representative Adam Schiff and Schiff for Congress, I move approval of agenda document number 21-37-B, which is draft B on the agenda.
Thank you, Commissioner Cooksey. Any discussion on this motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will not be able to support the motion. The two drafts are somewhat similar, but I think that draft A is more consistent with previous commission precedent and practice. So at the appropriate time, I'll be moving draft A, and I guess we'll see what happens.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. I also want to indicate that while I think the two drafts come to the same conclusion, I will be supporting draft A. I appreciate the precedents that's included. The Libertarian AO is consistent with what the commission has applied it on an ongoing basis. And I am comfortable with that analysis that has been presented. So let me ask if there are any further discussion. None, then I'll call the question. All those in favor of Commissioner Cooksey's motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Opposed, please say no. No.
No.
The motion fails with 3 voting in favor, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Cooksey, and Commissioner Traynor, and 3 voting against the motion, Commissioner Walter, Commissioner Weintraub, and myself. Let me ask, any further motions? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to AO 2021-12, Representative Adam Schiff and Schiff for Congress, I move approval of agenda document number 21-37A.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. Let me ask colleagues, are there any discussion on this motion? None. I'll call the question. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, please say no.
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 The motion fails with 3 voting in favor, Commissioner Walter, Weintraub, and myself, and 3 voting against the motion, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Cooksey, and Commissioner Traynor. Thank you. Anything further? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wasn't entirely sure how the votes were going to go, but it did occur to me that this could happen. So I guess my question for my colleagues, it's unusual, but we have from time to time given answers to AOs that basically describe the facts and say the commission agrees that this is okay, but for different reasons. And then different groups of commissioners can issue separate statements. And that would, since we, it sounds like everybody agrees that the proposal is legal and appropriate, it would seem a shame that we could not give any kind of an answer to the requester. So is there any interest amongst my colleagues in asking OGC to prepare a draft along those lines?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Walter.
I think that's a very good suggestion. I certainly support it. It seems to me there might be some common ground we can reach with a little more discussion. And I think we should give it a try.
Thank you, Commissioner Walter. I would concur with that statement. I see the Vice Chair has his hands up. Vice Chair?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I can support that motion, though I wonder as to its utility, since the common ground is in fact draft B, which has been rejected by the Commission today. So I'll join the motion, but I don't envy OGC its duty.
Mr. Kaufman.
Madam Chair, I don't know if it's my place to jump in here, but it seems like we have 6 commissioners that all agree that this proposed transaction is permissible. And obviously for my client, the congressman and his committee, we were looking and hoping to get, approval and direction today regarding these transactions. And obviously the the vote results here. Send us a message of approval, but don't give us the result we need. So we would certainly encourage and urge the commission to come up with some result that provides my client with the security he needs to proceed with this proposed transaction.
Thank you, Mr. Kaufman. Well, I appreciate the suggestion made by Commissioner Weintraub. I am comfortable with that suggestion. And let me turn to OGC so that maybe you can help us understand next steps. I see your face.
Nevin, I'll take this, but you should weigh in if you have a different view. But we can prepare a draft in line with what we've done in other matters where the commission didn't agree on reasoning and send that up for you all to look at.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're going to then hold this matter over. I know that we had an expedited request, but I still believe that we're in that time frame. Ms. Villmeyer, if you could update us on that.
The 60-day deadline is December 6th. We've been doing what we can to expedite, but we are within the 60 days. We were just trying to get them an answer more quickly.
No, I appreciate that. And we'll continue to push forward on that. So thank you very much to OGC. Thank you, Mr. Kaufman, for your presence today. Then we're going to turn to the next item on an agenda. The next item on the agenda is advisory opinion request 2021-10 submitted by Retail Benefits Incorporated. We're joined today by Mr. Tony Ward, the requester's counsel, as well as Michael Russo, founder and president of Retail Benefits Incorporated, and Steve St. Martin, chief technology officer, Retail Benefits Incorporated, who's available to respond to questions that commissioners may have. And I say welcome. We also have Joanna Wallstriker and Amy Rothstein from OGC here to discuss the matter. So let me turn over to counsel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon, commissioners. Agenda document 21-38-A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by Retail Benefits Inc. RBI is a for-profit corporation that enters into licensing agreements with for-profit and nonprofit affiliates that allow the affiliates to use customized versions of RBI's browser extensions and mobile apps to offer loyalty programs to the affiliates, customers, and supporters. RBI proposes to offer a similar business arrangement to political committees to use for fundraising purposes. RBI asks whether its proposal is permissible under the Act and Commission regulations and whether its proposed activities would require it to file any reports with the Commission. The draft concludes that the proposed activities are permissible because RBI would be acting as a commercial vendor in providing its services to participating political committees and would comply with all requirements for forwarding contributions. The draft further concludes that RBI would not be required to file any reports with the commission. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Okay, then the next question becomes, are there any motions? Vice Chair.
Thank you. I move the approval of agenda document number 21-38-alpha, which is draft A.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Any discussion on this motion? None. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you. The motion is unanimous. Thank you, OGC, and thank you for Questors Council's presence. This has been a very quick meeting. We'd have nothing further on the agenda.
Madam Chair.
Yes. Commissioner Traynor.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to take a quick minute since we have a public meeting here to, tomorrow's Veterans Day. And I just want to recognize the over 20 veterans that we have on our staff working at the FEC and want to thank them for their service. I know tomorrow's a holiday for us. But I would like for us to remember them and their families on that day.
Commissioner Traynor, thank you very much. That is a wonderful announcement. So I greatly appreciate that. We should also thank we have among service our vice chair who serves in our armed forces. So we don't want to take that opportunity to extend that. And while my father doesn't watch this, He is a retired veteran, so I also extend my appreciation and thanks to him and all of those individuals that may be watching or the individuals you announced at our agency. So thank you very much. Great idea. So let me turn to Mr. Staff Director. Are there any management or administrative matters the commission needs to discuss today?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Thank you. This meeting stands adjourned.